unfairness. Most children spend a decent amount of their whining time pissing and moaning about things not being fair. Truth be told, most adults that I know do the same thing. Adults sometimes have a little more nuance and will couch their whining in more adult terms, and in fact, there's a whole pop psychology vocabulary of useless terms that exist to whine about fairness in ways that may seem sophisticated, but which ultimately boil down to the same irrational belief that the world should be fair. Most people believe that people should get what they earn or what they deserve. Religions love fairness, and they play on our desire for things to be fair to offer the ultimate after-death balancing of the scales. But there's two problems with fairness. The first is that there is no such thing as fair beyond the conceptual. I mean, the idea exists, and certainly it's important to recognize injustices and work to correct those, and it's even more important to behave on a personal level in ways that acknowledge and respect the principle of fairness. Fairness, however, falls apart completely when it moves away from how you behave and becomes part of what you expect, or even how you can or should expect others to behave. The world and the people in it will not behave in ways that seem fair. And that word "seem" is part of the problem. Not everyone shares the same ideas of what's fair. Not everyone will value fairness to the same degree. Some people, in fact, won't value it at all. People are also, as a general rule, more interested in serving themselves than they are interested in being of service to others. It's my sincere hope that you'll find gratification from being of service to those that you love, but the reality is that most people serve themselves first and use whatever time and energy they have, if any, giving to others out of a desire to create obligation in the hope for reciprocity, rather than acting from the love of giving. This may seem cynical. If it is, I'm sorry, but I think it's true. The larger world won't behave fairly. No matter how much you give of yourself, the world will sometimes behave in ways that seem catastrophically unfair. People you love will hurt you and betray you. Others will just die. You'll be turned down for things that you earned. You might get sick or get hurt for no reason. We spend a lot of our time as parents teaching kids about sharing. I actually am a little overzealous about doing this as a parent. I've thought about why it matters so much to me. And I think the better we learn to share, the more we get comfortable with the idea of denying ourselves what we want. That's what the first part of sharing is. And I think it's an important lesson as it relates to dealing with a world that will not be fair. Learning to share, to deny yourself, and to do it gracefully, and eventually to find pleasure in giving of yourself to others, this is essential to living in an unfair world without becoming stuck in the bitterness, anger, and resentment, and to avoid the whining and complaining that comes from believing that you should experience happiness or success just because you worked for it, or behaved well, or even because you've earned it. In Buddhism, there's an idea, part of the Four Noble Truths, that all suffering is caused by desire. I think this is true. And I think it's unavoidable and even necessary in many circumstances. But suffering should, when possible, serve you. Be willing to suffer, but be willing to suffer for the right causes. Suffer because you loved too much, or too hard, or even too fast. Don't suffer because the world doesn't look the way you want or expect it to look. Don't suffer because you don't know how to give of yourself with grace. Don't suffer because you don't know how to deny yourself. Learn how to limit what you want so that what you actually want matters. These will be the places in your life where you can pour your time and energy. Everything else is a distraction. Practice sharing the things you don't want to share. Practice giving of yourself until it becomes a reflex and becomes a joy. It is very easy to lose things in life. You may lose friends, you may lose homes, you may lose jobs and opportunities. This will frequently be unfair, and it won't matter that it's unfair. It will still happen. No amount of stomping your feet or thrusting your fist against the sky will make any difference. The world is going to be unfair. You won't die and be patted on the back for the great job you did. That's okay. Practice sharing. Give away the things that you value the most. Give what you can't ever get back. Give your time, give your energy, and give your love. Give until you don't want to do anything so much as you want to give. This is the antidote to cynicism and frustration. This is the panacea for an unfair world.